Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Ksubis, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Hanoisis Aisha, someone marries a woman, Vole Matzala Psulim, and he has proof that she was together with another man, she doesn't have her Psulim. He Ameris, she says, when you were Makadish, when you gave me Kiddushin, I was a Psulim. But, Mesherestani, after you were Makadish me, Nenasti, someone forced me to live with him. And as a result, Venestavcha Sodecha. This is a mushel, it's an expression. It's your field that was flooded. In other words, it's your bad mazel. I didn't fool you. Let's say a person buys a field. And all of a sudden there's a huge flood. You can't have a tainah to the person who sold you the field. It's your mazel. There was a flood after you bought it. He has to pay her full ksuba. Well, that's what she says. But loy oimer, he says, loy, no. It's not the way it happened. Kila anchele erastich. This happened to you before I was mekadesh you. Vayemikri mekach tois. At the time I was mekadesh you, you were supposed to be a psula, and it already happened that you weren't. So the whole kiddushin was a mistake. I don't owe you your ksuba. Zok the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Oimrim, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Eliezer say, Nemenes, she is believed, and she collects her ksuba. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua says, Loi mi pia anu chayin. We don't live by her word. In other words, just because she says so, that doesn't mean that that's the truth. What's this expression, Loi mi pia anu chayin? So the Melech Shlomo says an interesting thing. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos that the world stands on three things, and one of them is emes. So we live on emes. When someone speaks emes, he gives life to the world. So loy mi pia anu chayin. She's not giving life to the world because what she's saying is not necessarily the truth. El harezu becheskas beula. Rather, we're assuming that what she is now, which is a woman that was together with another man, that's how she was before, and shaloy tesaris, even before she received the erison. Vihitatu. And she misled him. And we're going to assume that she was not a psula at the time of the erison, until she can bring proof that what she's saying, that at the time of the erison she was a psula, but something happened to her afterwards, she has to prove that. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah Vav, this person marries a woman, and it turns out that she's not a psula, meaning to say that she was together with another man beforehand. She says, yes, but at the time you were Makadish me, I was still a psula. Somebody forced me afterwards. And it's like a person who buys a field and the field is flooded. You can't go back to the owner. Too bad, it's your mazel. If the field would have been flooded beforehand, you wouldn't have bought it. It happened afterwards. You have to give me my ksuba. He says, no. You were not a psula even at the time that I was mekadesh you. And therefore, mikri mekach tois. She should not have a ksuba. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer said, she's believed. The Batanura brings over here, but she's going to have to swear. This is called a Shvuas Hesse. She's going to have to swear before she collects her ksuba. She was a psula at the time of the Erison. What does the word Shvuas Hesse mean? Shvuas Hesse is a drabonadika kind of shvua. There are certain times where the Torah says you have to swear. This isn't one of those times. But the drabonadika is sakein this shvua. That's what the Batanura says. She has to swear. The Rambam and the Perisha Mishnayos, it's also mashma that way, but later on it seems that the Rambam reversed himself on this psak. And he says you can't make her swear because the husband, he can't say for sure what happened. The husband is saying, who says? But in order to force someone to swear, you have to say, no, I know for a fact. The husband can't really say, I know for a fact that at the time of Erison you weren't a psula yet. How would he know? He knows now she's not a psula, but when it happened, he's only saying, who says you're right? Maybe it happened this way. That's called a taina shema, maybe. And for a taina shema, you can't force someone to swear. In any event, Rabbi Yeshua says, Loi mi pia anu chayin. We can't rely on her words, but she's becheskas be'ula. We consider her having been with another man even before the time of Erison, unless she brings proof that it happened afterwards. If you want to get a little lumdish over here, you can look in the Taisus Yom Tov. Rabbi Yeshua says, look, we have a rule. Hamoitzi mechaveri olav araya. If you want to take money away from someone else, you have to prove it. She wants to get the ksuba. She has to prove then that she was a psul at the time of Erisin. So you telling me Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer don't hold of a mitzi mechavei olav haraya? And the answer is no. They do hold of it. Normally, you can't take money away from someone else unless you can prove it. But again, the woman has a chazaka. When she was born, she was a psula. So we're not sure when it changed. So the one who has the status quo, the one who says, no, it changed later, that person is believed. Now, normally, that's not enough to take money away from someone. But you have to realize over here that she's saying she knows for sure when it happened. The husband is saying, maybe not. He can't prove it. So she's what's called a bari. He's what's called a shema, a maybe. And because his taina is a maybe taina, and her taina is she's saying for sure this is what happened, so the chazaka is strong enough for her to be able to collect her ksuba according to Rebbe Gamliel and Rebbe Eliezer. There are other reasons that are discussed in the Gemara also, but we'll leave that to when you learn the Gemara.